messages from Ed Young, Lisa Bevere, and Joyce Meyer. The 2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Open your Bibles with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 1. The message is entitled The Paradox of Faith. The paradox of faith, or you can simply say the faith paradox. The word paradox is an interesting word. You may not oftentimes use it, and you may not know the definition, but here's a Webster's definition of the word paradox. It simply means a statement contradictory to common sense, yet true. A statement contradictory to common sense, yet true. You'll find it in this statement. We are fighting a war for peace. It's a paradox. God spoke to me about something today that challenged me. I want to ask you a question. How many here would prefer to be out of debt completely? Everybody would raise their hand and say they would prefer. But now, how many here have a conviction to be out of debt? God told me today, he said, that's the difference. He said people would prefer a lot of things, but they have no conviction about it. See, conviction brings about a manifestation. We can prefer all we want. We can wish all we want. We can want a lot of things, but how many things are we convicted about? Enough evidence to bring about conviction that drives us. See, the sad truth of the matter is some would prefer better health, but they don't get convicted about it till the doctor says you better or else. We want not just preference. We want to garner conviction. Think about where you've come from since you've been saved. Have you watered down some of your one-time convictions? And now they're just preferences. That's why we have many instructors, but not many fathers. See, I find this to be true. It's why we cannot listen to everyone. You know, everybody's got a message, and I'm not saying that anybody's necessarily wrong. When you spread yourself thin like that, you lose conviction. Because you can bounce, you know, where they're saved and they believe this. Okay, well, they're saved over here too, and they don't believe just like that. So they give you a little more latitude there, and you got a little latitude there, and then you got a latitude there, and you have no conviction. You understand? It's not that any of these instructors are wrong, but what are you convicted about? Because it's the conviction that's going to bring about change, that's going to bring about a new level, that's going to cause you to move into new dimensions of glory and possibility, things that you are convicted about. See, those are the things that manifest things that you're not really convicted about, you might have a preference toward, but it never happens. You might want it and long for it and wish for it, but until you become convicted, see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the conviction. You got to be convicted about some stuff. I'm guilty. I believe. I'm convicted about it. It's not something I would prefer. It's like the eagle with his eaglets. When it's time for the eagles to fly, the mother eagle, when she prepares the nest, she puts sharp things, jagged things, rocks in that in the bottom of the nest, and then covers it up with soft stuff, feathers and stuff. So the little eaglets, as long as they're little eaglets, they, you know, they're on soft stuff. But as they grow enough to fly, the mother eagle takes all that soft stuff out of there and makes it uncomfortable. And now they're not going to want to stay in the nest. So we have to find those things that will bring about conviction to us. Because we need our faith working all the time. And not just as a preference, but as a conviction. Something that's going to make me go all the way. Something that makes me sell out. Something that I'm willing to die for. See, how many things are there really that you are willing to truly die for? Or let me flip the script, truly willing to live for. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, the Word of God says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Who hath already blessed us, who hath blessed us, past tense, who hath blessed us. Whatever our circumstances, our station in life, whether it seems like it or not, whether we can identify in our environment or not, whether we are blessed as we desire to be or not, the Word already says that God has already blessed us. There's another paradox. In the midst of your trials and tests, you are already blessed. But a paradox is a statement contradictory to common sense, yet true. What you and I, as we see that there is a paradox of faith, in order to operate and live by faith, which is our mandate, we must take on God's perspective versus our perspective. You have a perspective based upon common sense. But the paradox is something contradictory, a statement contradictory to your common sense. And this is how the just live by faith. There are two realms. Of course, there's the spiritual realm and the natural realm. What's interesting is that we are born again from above. We are born again from above. We are born again. We are not simply limited to the natural realm of common sense. We were born into that, but we have been born again. So we are born into another realm. We are alive in another realm of existence and reality. And that realm and reality is based upon God's perspective, how God sees. That's why God can say, "You are already blessed with every spiritual blessing. I've given you everything you need already." Even though common sense limits you to only see what you have in this real-time reality, God says, "No, I've already blessed you." Now, we have to understand that faith is a paradox. That in order to truly live by faith, you cannot be limited just to your common sense. There are times where common sense is important, but there are times where common sense don't make sense. Not God's sense, not to you, the believer, not to you, the saint. There are times when there's a struggle in the natural realm, but yet, in your spirit, you are filled with peace. And it makes no real common sense. It's a paradox because your faith is working. And when your faith is working, it's going to change some things that are in the natural realm. You've got to understand, I was petitioning God to allow me to put this in the words, what he showed me about our faith operating. Our faith, when it's operating as this paradox we're talking about, when it's operating contrary to common sense, what your faith is doing is opening up new realms that are there. They're there already. It's like a fast. Fasting and praying is not to get God to move. God's already moving. It's to bring you into a realm where you begin to realize more of a fullness of God. God hadn't changed because you went on a fast. He was God before you went on the fast. He's God while you're fasting, and he's God when you start to enter into that realm. So through your faith, it's like opening up something that's locked, that can only be opened by faith. Otherwise, you're limited to common sense. But see, faith is a paradox. It's contradictory to common sense, yet it's true. So, number one, we are not limited to this realm, how other people think in this realm. Even what invades all of your senses in this realm, you are not limited to that. There's a higher power. There's another level. There's a whole nother dimension. And in that dimension are all the promises that God has given to you already. But the just must live by faith. And we need to understand this. Everything in this environment will speak contrary to our faith at some time or another. But when there are struggles in the natural and you have that peace in your spirit, know this, that you are on track. Now, you can have peace in the natural and everything in place and have no peace in your spirit. Know for a fact that you are off course. Even when you don't have a tangible reason. And if one thing for certain, fasting will cause your spirit to become more sensitive to God's spirit, to God's voice, to God's dealings, because it quiets all the activity, all the appetites, all the fleshly thinking. You do it long enough, it'll quiet all those things to where you can hear God clearly. Now, one of the things we must learn to do are make natural decisions on spiritual sense. Even saints are influenced by this natural economy. Well, you know, the economy and jobs. God ain't said nothing about that stuff. God cares nothing about what the economy is doing in that sense. Like it's going to slow down his work or it's going to slow him down. No, what it does, it gets saints to getting jittery. And see, there's two major enemies that always try to double team your faith, and that is doubt and fear. Whenever you see Mr. Doubt, you're going to find his brother, Mr. Fear, not far behind. And anywhere where fear is operating, faith is shut down. And so the devil knows if he can shut down your faith, that all that God has already blessed you with cannot come into manifestation, because faith is the evidence. Faith is how you draw it into manifestation. You know, God has never taught us or never told us to fight the devil. The only fight we are to fight is the fight of faith. Because the enemy always tries to shut down faith. You know, when you're moving in God, he'll throw some hard balls at you. You know, when they say he'll throw some hard balls at you to try to get you to back off, to get governed by common sense. That's why Paul says to fight the good fight of faith.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.